Welcome to Worker Movement, a podcast dedicated to the working class, a podcast dedicated to raising class consciousness. This podcast is for you, for us, for the worker.
Impeachment happened. Trump was acquitted 57-43. You don't see a lot of acquittals when the vote is a plus 14 differential, but that's how impeachment works. And that happened on Saturday, and that's like an entire week ago. And nobody's talking about it anymore. It's just over and done with. Nobody cares. So what do we make of impeachment?
Nobody cares about impeachment because there's nothing to care about. We know that he wasn't going to get impeached. Come on, that's stupid. Why would you do that? If you're a Republican and you vote against Trump, what happens?
Nothing, because you literally promised to not vote for him. Like, you promise kept. You're a great politician. You did your JFK, I'm going to go out there and ensure that he is not guilty.
Well, the Democrats didn't do anything to make it fucking make any sense. They didn't call any witnesses. What the fuck is that all about? They should have called so many witnesses, it would have been 2024 by the time they could even vote on it. They could have literally had every single staffer. And when I say every single staffer, I mean a literal transaction log of every single person that logged into the Capitol that wasn't an actual like civilian doing nothing, like, you know, doing a tour.
So you'd have like literally 1,500 people. Then you go and you do like the 3-hour interview. It's recorded. Somebody transcribes it. It gets entered into the record. And it takes fucking forever.
And you do it for 2 years. Why? Because you start running center-right Democrats immediately in these cities. Immediately. You do this. Any Republican that's up for a vote against him, you just literally have them run. And when I say literally this many times, I'm for real. Run on I will vote for Trump in 2024 for impeachment.
That's it. That's literally the fucking campaign.
We're gonna drag this out for 2 years. That's it. Drag it out for 2 years. Run against Mitch McConnell and say, hey, cocaine Mitch, I'm going to vote against Trump in 2024. He just won, though. It'd be 2026, I think.
I'm right? Amy McGrath, and in six years, I'm going to run against Amy McConnell.
Who cares?
Who fucking cares what his name is? I think the Dems fundamentally had three choices they could make with regard to impeachment. And one is to not go through it at all. So that's number one. Under the premise of they're not going to get convicted, so why waste time? The second is we're going to impeach, but we're going to do this half-ass thing, which is, I think, what they settled on. And the third is just absolute scorched earth where you actually attempt to get him impeached. Or you attempt to fundamentally alter the political landscape such that not voting to impeach him is such a toxic action that you cannot win going forward. And that's the depositions. That's the witnesses to the nth degree where you drag this out forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And a lot of people were saying, oh, well, the impeachment rules, you can't have impeachment happen without other work or something. And it's like, you control the Senate, just fucking make up the rules. You can literally make up the rules.
Just do what you want all fucking day long. That's it. I mean, that's all you have to do. And when we say it, we're not saying it to be assholes. It's the rules of politics. Like, you own it. So fuck
who is going to hold you accountable?
Nobody can, because it's your fucking Senate now. Like, eat shit. You don't like it? Fuck you.
You know how you prevent Tom Brady from throwing a trophy on a boat? You fucking beat him.
Saw that shit the other day, and I fucking laughed so fucking hard.
And then you had I'm the person that's the daughter of the person that designed the trophy, and I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks. Go fuck yourself.
Who gives a fuck about you?
With regard to impeachment, will there be any repercussions for the following three groups? The Dems. Will anything happen?
I mean, they've already rolled over, so, I mean, it's like every time they're in power, they just fucking, who cares?
How about the Republicans that voted to convict Trump?
They already had one censure, but, I mean, what's Mitt Romney going to do, lose to the state that's ran by his church? No. I mean, the Mormons, I mean, it's not the Mormons, what do they call themselves?
LDS?
Yeah, LDS. They own the state of Utah. He's already safe because he owns a faction of people that were going to vote for him regardless. And honestly, they're not fanatical evangelicals, so they actually understand power. So he doesn't have anything going on for him. I don't even give a shit about the other ones. I don't even care. This is just ridiculous. I mean, the issue is that the Democrats should have ran it so long that it became either A, so unpopular not to vote for him, or so unpopular to even have the hearings anymore.
Yeah, you have to force it to one of the polls.
You don't get to be in the middle somewhere because you basically capitulated. Is that the word I'm looking for? I like that word.
They capitulated without anybody even putting effort forth.
Anybody even asking them to. Like, come on. Like, what the hell? Like, I don't know. It's so, like, so dumb. That's so dumb. What does that mean? Oh, it means that they're fucking, it's so dumb. They just, they have part, but they don't know how to fucking abuse it. I mean, use it.
How about the Republicans that voted not guilty?
Nobody cares.
They kept their promise, which is more than the Dems can say about the $2,000 stimulus.
The Republicans that voted against him are either one of two classes of people. They're either complete psychopaths who agree with Donald J. Trump and everything he's doing.
There's a non-zero number of those people.
Yeah, absolutely. We know they exist. The other one is the people that made a calculated choice that politically it's more beneficial to side with the cuckoo bananas people in their own district that love Donald Trump than not. I mean, honestly, you can say I'm going to vote for my fucking will or whatever the nonsense they said, but I mean, no, you're not. It's a calculated move. It has to be. Or you don't understand politics.
Yeah, and the fundamental problem is that the Dems didn't force that calculus to be any different than just, I rubber stamped a vote, whatever. And the Dems did nothing.
They didn't even do it long enough to fundraise on. Like, think about that. Like, they could have, like, literally fundraised for a month on it. They could have said, oh, we're losing this fight. We need to bring in more lawyers. We need more billboard signs. We need more radio ads. We need more whatever. Please give it to us. Oh, somebody, John Smith, is running against so-and-so. We need you to give him more money. No.
For future episodes and to learn more about the worker movement, join us at workermovement.com.